Even the American Evaluation Association notes that evaluations cannot be culture-free. The simple process of performing evaluations reflects the perspective of the evaluator. This includes everything from how questions are conceptualized to how the results were interpreted. It is critical to pay attention to the complexity of behavior and interaction with not only one's own culture, but also the culture that is being viewed during the evaluation. Otherwise, the results could easily be flawed. For instance, anger is a trait that correlates highly with adolescent alcohol abuse in the Caucasian population, whereas in the American Indian population, the expression of anger inversely correlates with alcohol abuse. Within the latter population, anger can be a positive factor that can keep adolescents in school and help them stay motivated to improve the lives of their community members. An evaluator with a thorough knowledge of this culture is likely to draw different conclusions than someone who is an outsider simply performing an evaluation. This example illustrates how having a knowledge of a culture, its norms, values, and beliefs provides a clear understanding of truly what is happening to get more precise and accurate evaluations. At the same time, the evaluator should recognize that any given individual could vary widely from the norms and values that might be expected from the average person from the specific culture.